You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, just like every Wednesday, brought to you live from the Coldwell Banker Group 1 studio in West Monroe, back at the HQ, John Tabor. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Yes, sir.
We've got something really good, really cool to start the program off tonight. We got to get to a person early. We're going to have some golf giveaway. So if you're a golf fan, listen in, be a caller. We'll just need you to give us your information to Mr. Tabor, and you'll win 18 holes of golf at one of our area golf courses, cart included. So we're going to have that in just a little bit for you. We're going to talk to Cody Futrell from the New Star tonight, get an update on some high school football, and we're going to hear one more time from one of our our high school student to talk about Delhi Charter football. So that's what's coming up tonight. There's a lot been going on. Just in case you didn't know, LSU fired Les Miles. Ed Orgeron is the interim head coach, and I like me some Ed. Now, Ed Orgeron is he's a dude. I don't know if he's a great head football coach, but he's a dude. He's going to make it interesting. You know, he's one of those. He'll want to get back out there on the field and show them how to do it during a game. Heck with this practice stuff. He'll want to get out there in a game and show them how it's done. LSU lost. I like Fox's comment, his question actually earlier, if ULM goes out there and pulls off the upset, will Gus Malzahn still be the Auburn coach? I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. Bulldogs losing, giving up 38 points, up 27-7, then falling 31 to 7. So losing 38-34 overall is not a good thing. We're going to go straight to our first guest, Tommy Smith. Tommy, good talking
to
you, bud. Hey, a lot going on with you. You are the Parks and Recreation Director for Jackson Parish. I'm sure that's probably not exactly right, but that's what you are.
You got it.
You guys, we've talked before, you guys purchased Advanced Country Club out there. Beautiful nine-hole track. And you're wanting people to come out and see what's going on, so we got a little bit to talk about. Tell me some stuff first, real quick, about what you guys have done on the course.
On the course, the greens are in really good shape right now. Even though it hasn't rained recently, greens are in good shape. Fairways are good and thick. We're next project's going to be tee boxes, but we've got some people starting to come out in the area. Our locals know about it, but we're just trying to get the word out to the people in surrounding parishes around Jackson Parish that we've got a pretty nice little nine-hole golf course that we're proud of, and we just want people to come out and enjoy some golf.
Okay. Now, before we get to the little giveaway, you had told me before that to encourage people, especially younger people, I believe it's under 18 plays for free?
That's correct. We want all kids. We need more kids. We want to grow the program as much as we can. Kids 18 and under play for free. They can walk if a parent wants to tag along with them. They have to rent a golf cart to go with them if they want to. Or if they're 16, if they have a driver's license, then we'll let them rent a golf cart. Otherwise, they're walking. But, yes, we're trying to get kids on the golf course. So 18 and under, we do not charge to play golf. And we have clubs for them. If they don't have them, we've got rental clubs for kids, adults, all ages. So we're just trying to get more involved playing the great game of golf.
Yeah, so not only do you want young people, you want to grow the game of golf through young people. You're actually giving them the opportunity by not making them pay and providing clubs if they need them. Imagine that.
That's correct. Yeah, that's
it. So what we're talking about tonight here is we're going to do this for four straight Wednesdays. We're going to give away some golf. Tell me what we're getting. 18 holes.
What we're looking to do is for the next 4 weeks, you give away to your listeners, however you want to do it, a free round of golf for two people. That's 18 holes and cart included. you decide, and they can come and holler at us, let us know when they're coming, and we just want to reach out and get more people out here. We just figured a good way to be, do that for a little promotion for us and to maybe help you show out would be to give away some free golf. I know there's people out there that are always looking to get some free golf.
Absolutely. So just a quick question. Am I eligible to win this every week?
You are not eligible.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure because, I'd sure like to take you up on that.
You bet.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have people. You can call the show, 888-993-7762, and just give us your name and your phone number and your date of birth, and then it's up to you. You can call the course out there. What's the course number, phone number, Tom?
The telephone number to the course is 259-7247. And the public is welcome anytime. We're not closed any day of the week. You do not need a tee time. Wouldn't be a bad idea if you're driving from out of town to give us a call just to give us a heads up, especially if you have a foursome. But a tee time is not required. And it's 259-7247.
All right, so 318-259-7247. The Advanced Country Club in Jonesboro, correct?
That's correct. It was Advanced Country Club. Since we took it over, it's now the Jackson Parish Golf Course.
All right. And what's the actual physical address?
The physical address is 524 Clubhouse Road in Jonesboro. It's real easy to find. If you're familiar with Jonesboro Heights area, right where the paper mill is, take the Arcadia Highway 147. It's about 2 miles from the paper mill. You can't miss it. There's big signs on the road. You got to make a left, make a right. But we're the only address on Clubhouse Road in Jonesboro. It's pretty easy to find.
All right, so 524 Clubhouse Road, Jonesboro. What's that zip for the GPS?
71251.
Tommy, I appreciate you taking a minute. I know you got your youth group to go to, but thanks for taking the time, and we'll get this going for you, brother.
You bet, brother. Good talking to you, man.
All right. So for you, those of you who like to play golf, it's only about, a 35, maybe 40-minute drive from depending on where you are. Round of golf, 18 holes for two people, cart included. Just give them a call. That's 318-259-7247. Call the clubhouse and tell them you're coming to play golf. Of course, you got to call us first, 888-993-7762, and you can win that 18 holes of golf for two people, cart included. No charge to go out and get some golf in. I don't care where you play. Golf, 18 holes of golf is a good day. So, and then for your GPS, for those of you who just want to go out and play a new track, it's 524 Clubhouse Road in Jonesboro, 71251 for the GPS to make sure you find your way there. So give us a call. You can also just join the program on the Car King hotline, 888-993-7762. It's also our text line. Text us, let us know what's going on. A lot of things that have been happening in the sports world. The Saints, they would have to improve, the defense would have to be improved to be absolutely horrible. It's unbelievable how they can't get a stop. You're playing the Falcons, who, good team, good quarterback, got some weapons. You held Julio Jones to one catch, but you get just 45-32, I think was the score. I quit watching, but I couldn't quit watching, one of those things. I just don't know what to say about the Saints. I mean, I couldn't tell a lot of difference between the defense of the Saints and the defense of my Bulldogs. 27-7, you're up with the Bulldogs, and you lose 38-34. You should be able to win scoring 34 points. I heard Sean Isabella and Fox talking about how Skip Holtz has said the quarterback is not the issue. I agree. I think a lot of people have seen what Jamar Smith did against Arkansas. They see Tech struggling in the red zone, and so that's what they want. Hey, let's get that Smith kid in there. Let's get him. He's more mobile. He can do a lot of different things, But 1,200 yards passing in the first three games, his first three games, that's pretty good for Ryan Higgins. Not enough to satisfy some people, though, especially when you're not winning. I guess you could throw for 3,000 yards in your first three games, and if you're 1-3, it's not going to matter. Of course, we know that he didn't play against Arkansas, so he's only played in three games, but the Bulldogs are 1-3. How about Tim Tebow? The guy is just, he's just Tebow. Tabor, I'm sure you saw that. His first professional at-bat for the Port St. Lucie team, I guess, for the Mets. He goes yard, goes oppo. And that's just Tebow. When you say that's Tebow being Tebow, that's a little different than Manny being Manny. But, you know, congrats to Tebow, man. Just go out and do what you want to do, man. He's just a phenomenal athlete. He's a beast. He's a physical specimen. And he goes out and he gets a $100,000 signing bonus. And, you know, he's not doing it for the money. He's, I'm sure he's making a lot more than that, you know, with the SEC network. So he goes out, he gets a $100,000 signing bonus. He's in an instructional league playing with a bunch of younger guys, of course, but he's playing with a bunch of younger guys who haven't been not playing baseball for the last 10, 11 years. The guy he hit the home run off of was a Vanderbilt guy, so a former SEC guy like him. But, you know, that guy's been pitching every year for the last 15 years probably, and Tebow hadn't played since 05. So he hits a home run, he pays dividends right away, puts people in the seats, and, you know, who knows, maybe he'll play well enough to get play some double-A, maybe even some triple-A ball. But, you know, just Tebow, the way he is, you know, you gotta root for the guy. And I kind of wish he would agree to play a different position, because a lot of NFL teams would love to have him because he's an athlete, he's a player. He can run, he can catch, he can put a hit on somebody. So, but that's for him to decide. A lot of different things. Tabor, did you hear Kirk Herbstreit go off on what's that guy's name? Luan. He I'm trying to remember the guy's first name. Played at Michigan, so.
No, I missed it.
I'm trying to remember Luan's first name. Taylor Luan plays for, I guess, Tennessee, is it? Yeah, plays for Tennessee. And Tennessee playing the Raiders, and Tennessee's driving, and Luan gets a flag for unnecessary roughness. And so instead of having prime field position and a chance to tie the game, Titans lost. The 15-yard penalty puts him in a tougher field position. And Herbstreit, of course, an old Ohio State guy. And of course, Luan, too, is – being charged, I think, with I think he's being charged, but he attacked. He got actually 12 months probation, pleading guilty to assaulting some Ohio State Buckeye fans after Michigan lost to Ohio State, and so Mr. Buckeye himself, Kirk Herbstreit, tweets, "You're an absolute fraud, bro." At Taylor Luan 77 hashtag fake tough guy hashtag loafer. Hashtag try to hustle. Hashtag I see you walking off the field. Hashtag fraud. Hashtag pathetic. So I think he was a little upset. Also saw something, and this may be old news. I'm stuck in the dungeon all day at my job, which I love. Ed Orgeron supposedly is the one that made the decision to fire Cam Cameron. So, who knows? But you got to be an Orgeron fan, just because the guy is Mr. Enthusiasm. Well, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. Then we're going to visit with Cody Futrell of the New Star. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
If you or a loved one have been injured or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero. I'm Lauren Guerrero, and my father is Jeff Guerrero. He has helped thousands of people who have been injured in auto accidents, offshore accidents, drug recalls, and victims of medical negligence. So if you or a loved one have been injured through no fault of your own, do what thousands of injured clients have already done. Go Guerrero. Call 24 hours a day at 325-4306 or come by the office at 2200 Forsyth Avenue in Monroe.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Go to cypressbendproperties.com to find your apartment today. As always, we're brought to you by DBAT. DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs. DBATmonroe.com. Schedule your lesson today with the great instructors at DBAT. On the phone now, one of our good friends, Cody Futrell from the New Star. Cody, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Byron. Nice to be with you.
Football season, high school football season is, what, 4 weeks in? And
that's right.
We've seen some good. We've seen some not so good. You've been to every West Monroe game except the one in Mississippi. But I'm sure you heard Coach Arledge talk about that one. That one ended up in a tie. What were his thoughts that you got from him or you were able to get on that game?
Could you repeat that, Byron? I couldn't hardly hear you after the talk about Madison Central.
Okay, well, yeah, I was going to ask, I was asking you what you were able to get from Coach Arledge about that tie. I'm sure he wasn't happy with it, so what was he able to tell you about it?
Yeah, you know, he regretted it in some ways, yet he didn't really, he was not apologetic about the decision. You know, it was his decision before the game. Rules in Mississippi High School Athletics state that when they are playing a team, when Mississippi schools play a team from out of state, they call them out of region teams in their rule book, that the coaches can decide, the opposing coach is given the option before the game of whether to play overtime or not. Coach Arley said if given the chance again, he would make the same decision because he felt like it would not do the team any good to play an extra 5 minutes in the game and risk getting injuries that would hurt the team later on down the road. So, you know, I don't know that they were necessarily happy with the way it ended, but he told me that going forward, if he had to do it over again, he would do the exact same thing.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. What have you seen so far this season with that maybe you didn't expect?
You know, some interesting things. I'll start with West Monroe. An interesting thing with them has been the way they've treated the offense as of late. Slade Bolden has made the start the last two games at quarterback. for West Monroe. They've Robert Scott Faust, the senior, has been used very sparingly. He got in on one or two series in the last game against Franklin. He was 5 of 7, 85 yards, and 2 touchdowns passing against Franklin, yet he did not see any action in the second half. The offense with West Monroe is an option offense now, more so now with Bolden at quarterback, but it's not the traditional I formation that West Monroe has traditionally been in. It is being run out of the, I guess what a lot of people around here will know as the Auburn or maybe the Florida Gators shotgun option, with the fullback kind of right behind the right guard there as kind of a lead blocker, and then the running quarterback read option with the running back there, Trey Coleman. That's kind of what West Monroe is running out of. They've been pretty successful at it, especially against Franklin. 3 touchdown rushing for this past Friday for Bolden, and then a couple of touchdowns for Coleman, 1 running and 1 receiving. So they've been very successful running it the last, especially last week, and they just scored a couple of touchdowns in the game against Madison Central. So things are kind of looking up for them offensively. The biggest thing with them is just getting that offensive line together and making strides there. Now, as far as other people in the area, I've been very, very impressed with what Oak Grove has done. They are very, very talented on offense with now with Cole Milligan kind of settling in at quarterback. Sam Philly and Donald Gray are probably one of the best 1-2 punches, thunder and lightning style running back duos there that you can find in the lower classifications. Really been impressed with what they're doing. Bastrop in the upper classifications, right now their quarterback, Hawkins, is one of the top passers in the entire state right now. I think he's got 10 passing touchdowns on the season already through 4 games, and he's been very, very impressive. OCS has been very good both offensively and defensively. I have to mention them on special teams. James Kelly, their kicker, set an OCS school record. Anybody that's kept up with OCS knows they've had a lot of good kickers come through that school in the last few years. Kelly set a record this past week with the most field goals made. He made 5 field goals in the game and was also 6 of 6 on extra points. So he scored, I believe, 18 points just as a kicker, and that's the most by any kicker in OCS history for one game. So very impressive. Just had to throw that in there as well.
Oh, absolutely. West Monroe, I was listening to part of the game the other night, kind of flipping around. They brought, Bolden was in at quarterback, and they put Robert Scott out at a wide receiver. They didn't throw it to him. Bolden ran on that play, and I ended up having to get out of the car. But they do have some weapons. I'm not sure about Robert Scott as a wide receiver. You've seen it. You don't know if that's actually feasible, but with Trey Coleman and you've got Bolden, you've got some other guys, they've got some weapons there. So it would seem like they're always going to be a threat, and maybe putting Bolden behind center right now gives the defense more to worry about.
Yeah, they definitely have the weapons. I don't think it's a weapons problem. And I don't think even before the switch here, where they switched Bolden the starter, I still don't think that even when Faust was the starter, that quarterback play was the problem. I think that it was for one, you're playing really good teams. I don't think, first of all, people don't need to discount the fact that the early schedule of Madison Central, John Curtis, Franklinson, those are really good teams with proud traditions that have really good players. So you're playing really good competition. And then this is one of the younger offensive lines that West Monroe has started, not age-wise necessarily, but experience-wise. These guys do not have a lot of varsity experience up front, and they're getting better and better each week, just as you would expect young guys to do. They're going to get better and better as the season goes on, and you're seeing the production get better. So I really think that is that's the issue, or was the issue at the beginning of the year for the Rebels, was the offensive line.
All right, so now West Monroe has a loss and a tie on the season. You're still giving them the same chance at the postseason as you would have at the beginning of the year?
Oh, absolutely. This offensive line, once they continue to get better, once they start hitting on all cylinders, and as well, just like many teams, You know, that as you watch throughout any sport, it all comes down to injuries. You know, what is there, you know, you hope that there's not any major injuries throughout the year that change the course of things. And I think as long as they can overcome some of that, you know, I think they're still on course to right now, everything's still in front of them for what they want to do.
So West Monroe still clicking along. OCS, like you said, definitely clicking along. I mean, they played, was Lakeview last week, outscored them by 50. You know, we had Cade Spikes on here. He's doing a heck of a job at linebacker, also playing some line. Several of our area schools have really made an effort this year, and obviously several of the smaller schools, but more of their guys play in both ways, trying to get their best athletes on the field more.
Right, absolutely. You know, another one that comes to mind for me is Sterlington. Samaje Colvin is a great defensive back, but he also plays some running back, returns punts. He's kind of all over the field for them. You know, we talked about Sam Philly at Oak Grove. He also plays a lot of both ways, and he's their kicker, and you know, does field goals and kickoffs for them. He plays fullback. He's lined up at receiver some. He's played some defense. In the smaller classifications, you've got a lot of good kids that, you know, Ironmen that are having to play a lot of snaps on Friday nights and doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. Now, have you been able to see West Ouachita play? I know they've got two young ladies out there kicking. Have you seen them at all?
I saw them in the Bayou Jam. I haven't seen a regular season game, but, of course, I was able to do the story on the two young ladies, Abigail Africa and Ashley Sebrin, that are kicking for them, and that was a lot of fun to do. Those are really, really cool young ladies that are trailblazers out there, the first female athletes to go out for the football team at West Ouachita ever. And, you know, there's only been a handful of schools. West Monroe had one here, I guess, about 10 years ago. There's only been a handful of schools in this area that have ever had that. Madison, 5 years ago, I believe, had a female player. But, you know, it's very rare and very cool to see them do that. And, you know, it was good to meet them and to be able to do that story. But as far as seeing a live regular season game, I have not.
Yeah, I'd be interested in watching that just because, you know, I've got daughters. They're not going to play football or anything. They don't have that interest. But just, you know, people will say, oh, you know, the traditionalists, you know, can't have girls playing football, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I understand that. I know where they're coming from, been there. But once you have kids and you've got daughters, you just want them to understand that, you know, hey, look, why not? So congratulations to them. I did read your article. That's how I knew they were playing. I just wondered if you'd been able to see them yet in an actual game. So I know they've done some kicking. So that's good. Now, Neville, they've really struggled. No, they haven't. They look like they're back on track, and they're headed in the same direction they've been the last few years.
Oh, yeah, poor Mickey. Just doesn't have any talent. The coaching staff's there. The Tigers, you know, in the words of Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were. And that is a great team with a lot of great players. That defense, especially in the secondary, may be the best pass defense that's ever come through Northeast Louisiana. They are just loaded from top to bottom. They have a good offensive line with an experienced quarterback in Jaden Cole. They've shuffled around their running backs a little bit. They've changed starting running backs a couple of games this year, but they've got a good stable of backs and wide receivers to work with. And this is just another typical Neville team from the last few years. Really talented and really great coaching staff. So look for those Tigers to again have a chance to play in New Orleans this year.
Tell me what you know about St. Fred's. I know Coon, the quarterback Barrett Coon over there, went to high school with his dad, and but am I understanding right? Someone told me that he was injured and is not playing.
You know, I'll have to check into that. I haven't caught up this week with St. Fred, but he's another one. We forgot to mention him as a two-way player. I believe he also played some defensive back for them. Barrett Coon's another really good player in the area. Cordarius Banks, he was up for our High School Hero Award this week. He was nominated as part of that this week, and he had a huge game. I believe 3 rushing touchdowns last week. He's a 3-year starter at running back for St. Fred's. He's kind of had to split time the last couple of years with Ron Morris there at running back. But now, you know, he's the guy now in the backfield for them and doing a tremendous job. But next time we talk, I'll have an update for you on Barrett.
All right. I know that they played Beekman last week and beat him up pretty good. And, you know, Beekman's got that one win they got this year. It's their first win in program history. So I know St. Fred's has struggled a little bit this year, but I think they're still going to be okay in their district, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that Oak Grove is in a class of their own in that district right now. I mean, they're just so talented and so experienced, and their offensive line is, you know, rival some college offensive lines in size. It's so hard for teams in 1A to compete with that. And they were a semifinal team last year. I don't see any reason at this point why they won't, you know, have a chance to at least do that again. So I think right now that you've got Oak Grove at the top of that district firmly. But, you know, St. Fred's is right there after that, and they should have a really good chance at, you know, competing in that district and then being able to grab a fairly good 1A playoff seed.
Okay. Cody, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate you coming on. We will get back with you in a couple of weeks probably. For the time being, remind everyone how they can follow you.
Yeah, always. You can always see our work at thenewstar.com. On our Facebook page as well, the New Star's Facebook page and Twitter accounts, and then my personal Twitter. Every time I'm out of the game, you can keep up with the action at CFutrell TNS there on Twitter.
All right. Well, we look forward to keeping up with you. And, again, thanks for your time, and have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. After that, we're going to take a break. Again, we are brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments. CypressBendProperties.com. Check out your next apartment there. And DBAT of Monroe, along with Dr. K.C. Wade of Monroe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Train like a pro at Pro Store Speed and Agility Academy, located at 1410 Natchitoches Road in West Monroe. Join us for classes age 5 and up, adult boot camps, and personal training with certified speed coaches. Grand opening is October 3rd at Pro Store Speed and Agility Academy, 318-348-9603.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
I used to smoke about a pack to two packs a day. That really put a strain on my pocket. That's why I really needed to find something to help me out.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I was like, you know, this may work.
I hop in the car. I have a cigarette. You know, wake up in the middle of the night with an asthma attack, hit my inhaler two times, come outside, and have a cigarette. It was really bad.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I've tried everything. I've tried the patches. I've tried quitting cold turkey. I've tried the gum. I just needed a person to talk to, somebody who can relate to me. She was just really supportive, and I was telling her what was going on. She was telling me different things that I could do to help with my stress. I would recommend the Quit Line because the support, the counselors, you know, awesome, awesome people.
They called just when they said they would. They really wanted to talk you through everything. They wanted to know how I was doing. I'm definitely not coughing as much. I feel healthier.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. You know, we saw we saw what some of the best that sports can bring out after the death of Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins. We saw D. Gordon and how emotional he was, how emotional many of his teammates were. And as he led off the game, or led off their first at bat, got to the right side of the plate where Fernandez, the side Fernandez hit from, tried to imitate his stance, wore his batting helmet, took the first pitch, was a ball, switched batting helmets, went over to the left side for the way he bats, took another ball, then took a 2-0 pitch deep for his first home run of the season. As he's rounding the bases, you can tell he's balling. And it was very emotional. You know, he said after the game that he told his teammates, you know, if y'all don't believe in God, you might as well start now because I've never hit a ball that far, not even in batting practice. We had some help. Also, you know, Fernandez, they all wore, like I said, Fernandez jerseys, number 16. Also after the game, they realized they had 16 players reach base safely in the game. So it was just a pretty cool, it was really a touching moment. I don't remember who the guy was, but the Mets catcher said he was back there, tears rolling down his face as D. Gordon was rounding the bases and coming across home plate. So just the brotherhood, as people talk about, you know, teammates are family. You're with those guys sometimes more than with your family. D. Gordon said he doesn't have any kids, so that was the greatest moment of his life. So you know that Fernandez meant a lot to those guys. And by all reports, he was a good guy. You know, you're also hearing reports that he made the decision to go out after a fight with his fiance. I don't know if it was a fight, an argument, some type of disagreement with his fiance. He had texted some of his teammates wanting them to go, and they were like, no, can't go. And some of them even, you know, at least one of them even told him it's not a good idea. But he went anyway, and then he didn't come back. So tough to deal with, but deal with it they did, and they honored him in, you know, probably the best way they could. So it was good to see. Of course, we also lost a legend in Arnold Palmer. I love golf. I loved all those guys. I cannot imagine what we would know about them if social media had been around when they were at their peak, or if they were at their peak now with social media. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's coming. The guy was 87 years old. It's coming. But, you know, just to lose a guy that is there, you know, he's all the time. He still had some commercials and all that. So, you know, everybody raising Arnold Palmer to him and, you know, just honor him. We lose people. You know, it's a natural progression. It's not easy. You know, it just happens. But it's always tough. It seems like it's tough. And we're fans, you know, how many of us knew Arnold Palmer personally? Not me. You know, but I was a fan. It's just the guy was classy. Everything we knew about him was classy, hard working, doing the right things, you know. So it's tough to lose somebody that you feel like you've known for all these years, because I feel like I've known him and Nicholas and all these guys so long. Payne Stewart, when he passed, and I'm going to tell you right now, Payne Stewart, when they played the Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, that kills me every time. Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, it just, I can't handle it. So that's a beautiful tribute. But on a positive note, Tabor, how about them Cubs?
Still marching.
100 games.
101.
First time in how long?
Since 35.
Since 1935. I think they may have figured it out. Not going to say they've got it figured out where they're going to win the World Series. Not saying that. I'm just saying they figured something out. Kind of like the New England Patriots have figured something out. You know, there might just be something to this, hey, everybody just do your job. There might be a reason that Bill Belichick is loved and hated. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe if we could get the Saints to say, hey, guys, just go out and do your job and get them to buy in and go out and do it, maybe we wouldn't be 0-3. You know, I don't know. But, I mean, for them to beat Houston 27-0 with the third-string quarterback, I mean, he was smart enough. Belichick was smart enough to coach him, you know, build a game plan where they could get him out of the pocket, move him outside, roll him out, let him throw, let him run, you know, put up 27 points. So, you know, who knows? Maybe there is something to it. The guy's 3-0 and Brady hadn't touched the field yet. Yeah, but we'll see where they are at the end. You know, got Matt Castle $14 million a year in one season. But, you know, we'll see where they go this year. I don't know, but I don't hate Brady. I don't hate Belichick. I don't hate the Patriots. Not a fan. I like what they're the, you know, them. There's the San Antonio Spurs. They bring guys in and they tell them, here's how we do it. And guys buy into it and it gets done. Okay, so maybe there's something to it. Maybe the other team should try that. But we're going to grab another break real quick. Again, we're brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments of West Monroe, cypressbendproperties.com. This hour brought to you by Jeremy Hilton, Shield of Shelter Insurance in West Monroe. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Finally, it is fall, and that means football, tailgating, and family get-togethers. Don't worry about the meal. Get it from Podner's Barbecue. We'll take care of the food for you with the best mouth-watering barbecue you've ever tasted. So this way, you can enjoy the tailgating party or any family get-together. Don't waste your time grilling. Come by Podner's and pick up the South's best barbecue. And if it's a big order, call ahead and we'll have it ready. Podner's Barbecue on 165 North in Monroe and Splain Drive in West Monroe. Podner's Barbecue, just like it used to be.
All the scores, all the plays, all the playmakers. We will rewind the week in high school football Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on the High School Football Rewind Show presented by University Ink Tattoo. This is Mark Kramer. Join me and Terry Waldrop as we break down what happened in high school football. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for the High School Football Rewind presented by University Ink Tattoo on your home for sports in North Louisiana, ESPN 97.7.
Wake up.
Did you know? Wake up and hear what you've been missing.
It's the Nick Brown Show. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 97.7. Follow Nick on Twitter, Facebook, and listen online at ESPN977.com. Wake up.
Join us this Saturday.
It's the Nick Brown Show, 8 to 10 a.m. Saturdays on ESPN 97.7.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
All aboard!
All aboard. We're talking sports train here on ESPN 97.7 FM, brought to you in part by Two Dudes Catering, the official catering company of Talking Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. On the phone now, our student correspondent from Delta Charter. Delhi Charter. I don't know why. Delhi Charter, Anna Raley. Anna, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
All right, so you guys had the big game last week. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, it was the big cross-town rivals, and we ended up winning 48-18. And early in the game, we had good field position, which got us two quick scores, and we had good defense most of the night, and so we had a pretty good game.
Okay, good. So you beat Crosstown Delhi Bears, 48-18.
It always helps to have
good field position, get a couple of quick scores. So hopefully you guys will be able to do that again this coming Friday.
That's what we're hoping for, and it's our homecoming game. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of people there, and everybody's pumped up about it. And we're going to be playing Beekman Charter.
Okay, so Beekman, only one win in their program history, their short program history. So you guys got them scheduled for homecoming. What's the expectation here? What's Coach looking to do?
Well, I was talking to Coach Raley, and he said that he remembers how it was when they won their first game and how exciting it was, and that, you know, they were ready to win again. And so he also said they're a much improved team, so we just got to play like we played last week if we think we can pull out a win.
You know, sometimes when your players, they look at the schedule and they see who they've got for homecoming, typically they're thinking, oh, well, that's supposed to be a pushover game. And a lot of times that can be what we call a trap game where they're not as focused. So what's Coach Raley doing to keep the team focused this week?
Well, I know he's been working hard with them. And he always says that homecoming week can be a distraction. And it's pretty ironic this year because this year he has to come, his daughter, and he has to walk me down the field at halftime. So he's going to have to leave a little bit in the second quarter to go change clothes. So it's pretty ironic this year.
Well, I'm sure that he is more than honored to have to do that. But I'm sure he's got his assistant coaches, you know, he'll have them ready to give that halftime talk, whatever the situation may be. But, you know, congratulations to you. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, congratulations to the Gators on a win last week, and good luck this Friday. And Anna, thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, and also, I was wondering if you could keep one of our coaches in prayer. Right now he's healing from a recovery because he was in a wreck last Wednesday, and he's ready to be back on the field with them, but we just want to make sure he's fully recovered first. So if y'all can keep him in prayer.
What's his name?
His name is Harrison Tribble.
Okay, we'll keep Coach Tribble in mind, so I appreciate that, Anna, and you have a good evening.
All right, thank you.
All right, so the Delhi Charter Gators taking on the Beekman Charter Tigers this Friday for homecoming in Delhi. So that may not be a very pretty game. The Beekman Tigers, you know, they won their first game, went down to all of a sudden it escapes me, North Linwell, North Leon, something, I don't know. I think I got my Tennessee Titan mixed up with my school, Northside something. But they won. 26-6, won their first game in school history. Then they went the next week and got pounded by St. Fred's. Now they're the homecoming opponent for Delhi Charter. Could be ugly, but we'll see. You know, I was reading Sean Isabella's article from Coach Skip Holtz, and I heard him talking with Fox about it earlier. You know, and Holtz pretty fired up about his quarterback. And how people, you know, like I said earlier, are looking for Jamar Smith just because, you know, he's throwing, you know, Ryan Higgins is throwing for 300-plus yards a game, right at 400 yards a game. But when you get down to the red zone and you struggle and, you know, the defense had given up all those points and Tech was right down there on close to the goal line to end the game and couldn't get it done, people are just, you know, doesn't matter that the defense has given up all the points in the world. They need another quarterback. And, you know, Holtz, you know, from Sean's article, says that, you know, Higgins is the number three rated quarterback in passing in the country. Hasn't thrown an interception in 10 quarters. I think he's giving us a chance to win right now. I know everybody wants to look at it and say, you know what? We need to play him. We need to play him. We need to play better defense. We need to play better defense. That's what we need to do around here. And I love this. He says, we need to get back to strapping up our chin strap and playing a physical, hard-nosed, tough, effort style of defensive play we're accustomed to here, not what we've been watching right now. So he's not pulling any punches with the defense. You know, everybody can see it. You know, you're up 27-7 and you give up, you know, get outscored 31-7 down the, you know, the rest of the way. That's on your defense. So 34 points is supposed to be enough to win a college football game. Supposed to be enough to win an NFL game, too. But that didn't happen. So, you know, there's just a lot going on. LSU fans, you know, they always know best. You got a guy who's got a 73 winning percentage, has won a national championship with Nick Saban's players, of course. You know, he's a good guy. By all accounts, I've never met him, but he's a good guy. People made fun of him the whole time he was there. Yes, he had issues. Yes, he had clock management issues. People have said Cam Cameron was the problem, you know, in his offensive play call, and he wasn't that great in Miami. He wasn't that great in Baltimore. You know, I mean, the guy, it's been said that Cam Cameron couldn't open up the playbook because Les Miles had the final say on plays. When Gary Croton was there, I said it. How in the world can Gary Croton go to Louisiana Tech, take Tim Rattay and Troy Edwards, and put up the numbers he had, and you're going to tell me he can't go to LSU and get that done? The story I heard when Croton was at LSU was that Les Miles wouldn't open up the playbook, would say no to a lot of things. I don't know. I'm not in that locker room. I'm not on the sideline. I'm not in the coach's booth on Saturdays. I don't know. But you hear that on multiple occasions with multiple offensive coordinators. And, again, I saw what Gary Croton could do with Troy Edwards and Tim Rattay and other people, Cedric Williams and some other guys, Sean Cangelosi, Josh Bradley. You know, I saw what he could do with those guys. And you're going to tell me he can't go to an SEC school and do the same thing, if not more? To me, it doesn't make sense, so that means it's on Les Miles. Maybe he is hard-headed. Maybe, you know, if he's going to fail, it's going to be him that fails. He's not going to, you know, put it in the hands of someone else. But it is what it is, and he's not there anymore. And they should have fired him last year when they wanted to, because we know they wanted to. You know, it was ridiculous the way they handled it last year, Joe Olivo. You know, him and his great track record from Duke and all of that. But who knows? Orgeron is the energy guy, so we'll see. You got Steve Ensminger is now the offensive coordinator. Ensminger's been around a while, you know, from Tech. You know, had his kid ended up playing at Tech. And, you know, but we'll see. You know, everybody knows I'm not an LSU fan, but, you know, we'll see. Hopefully those guys will do something the rest of the year. And, you know, people need something to root for. So, LSU fans, you've got something to root for. It's not a national championship, but you've got something to root for. So let's see what happens. ULM, Matt Viator, he didn't want to chime in exactly what he thought about the Les Miles firing, but he did have a lot of good to say about Les Miles. Read that in Adam Hunsucker's article in the New Star. You know, he wanted to praise Les Miles for what he did for Louisiana football. Evidently, Miles was good to Viator at McNeese and was good to McNeese. And, you know, so a lot of positive things being said about Les Miles, John Tabor, just not a lot of them have to do with playing football. So, You know, we'll see. His players, you know, people say his players, you know, rally around him, his players root for him. Ryan Clark didn't have a lot of good things to say about him. He didn't come out and say anything bad, but he did. I mean, I was listening to him, and he said, you know, hey, you can't manage it. You know, when a team can't manage the clock, can't score points, can't throw the ball down the field, You know, he went off on all that. And so that's the kind of things we need to be doing at LSU. He definitely just spoke his mind about the LSU era, the Les Miles era, I mean. So we'll see. Need to get Santoria on here to talk about Grambling. They're trying to run the SWAC table. We talked about them when they went to Arizona and had a good game there. They just didn't get to pull it off. Didn't, you know, ran out of steam, ran out of players. But they've had a good run since. So we've got stuff to root for in our area. We've got all of our local high schools. We've got Tech, who needs to pick the pace up. They're 1-3. We've got ULM headed to Auburn this week. We've got Grambling trying to win a SWAC championship. We've got LSU with new blood, new energy, Ed Orgeron. So we'll see what they do this weekend. Speaking of Ed Orgeron, stick around for the Ed Orgeron show right after Talking Sports. John Tabor, thanks again for being here. Thanks for keeping us between the white lines. And what I want you to do, once you do finish Harry Carey's book, pass it on to somebody you think needs to read it. Let's just keep that book going around, kind of pay it forward kind of deal. But we'll be back next Wednesday, 6 to 7. Next week we'll have Brett Hudson from the New Star on. We'll talk some more high school football, and we'll have a couple high school coaches from the area on here. So thanks again to our broadcast partners, Two Dudes Catering, Cypress Bend Apartments, that's cypressbendproperties.com, DBAT of Monroe for all your baseball and softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com, and Shield of Shelter insurance agent Jeremy Hilton in West Monroe. You're listening to Talking Sports. We'll see you next week right here, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talking Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.